Dear believers, assalamu alaikum.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah ahmaduhu wasta'inuhu wasta'dihi wasta'firahu. Ashhadu la ilaha illallahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala karil muslimin Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to the Lord of the systems, all systems of knowledge. All praise due to Allah. I seek his assistance, I ask for his guidance, and I ask and beg for his forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. All praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings on the best among the prophets Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise due to Allah, who sent down his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayat, this day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah, who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united and made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first as well as you to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah, the Most High, and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. And Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati yahdihim. Rabbuhum bil imanihim tajri min tahtihim titakihimu titihimul Anharu fi Jannatil Na'im. Salak Alawuddin. The expression is as follows. Verily, as for those who have attained to faith and do righteous deeds, their sustainer guides them aright by means of their faith. Running waters will flow at their feet in gardens of bliss. And we say, Salak Alawuddin, surely Allah speaks the truth. It's close. That is the Surah Yunus, Jonah, in other scriptures, Surah 10, Ayat 9. Today's clip, our title, inshallah, Faith and Deeds Matter. Faith and Deeds Matter. Report of hadith on the authority of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, from the Messenger of Allah, the prayers of peace be upon him. From what he has related from his Lord, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written down the good deeds and the evil deeds, then explained it by this. Whoever intended to perform a good deed but did not do it, Allah writes it down with himself as a complete good deed. If he intended to perform it and did perform it, then Allah writes it down with himself as from 10 good deeds up to 700 times. Up to many times multiplied. And if he intended to perform an evil deed but did not do it, then Allah writes it down to himself as a complete good deed. And if he had intended to do an evil deed and then performed it, then Allah writes it down as one evil deed. All praise is due to Allah. And I know I spent a good amount of time over the last few kibbas that I worked with the establishment of the Salat, and Allahu Alam was the best knowing. And as we move on, I pray that Allah guides us all. And when I begin a thought, it's always something that I think about how it affects our, and one of the main effects is our iman, our faith, our belief. When we go into the Quran, do we go into it sometimes how somebody may watch a movie or read something and they have to look at it and see, well, do I believe this or not? Do I believe this or not? When Allah opens the ayat with inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati, verily for those who have attained to faith, for me, it is making my mind get into the position that this is not just for everyone. This is not just for everyone. It is only for those who believe in it. Normally, the statement stops there. But in this ayat, as I read, as well as a lot of others, there's a connection between those in or who have believed in and the amilu salihati and do righteous deeds. The connection between aminu wa amilu, faith and deeds. So the faith, amina, in this ayat is form 4. We know that the primary cause, this form, when we look at the belief, is what caused the first action. It's what caused the first action. Our faith, which is unique to all of us. Each one of us has a unique faith. My faith is not your faith. And it's just like our fingerprints. It's very different. But the ultimate goal is to have the same faith in what we believe in. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked, O Messenger of Allah, tell me something about al-Islam, which I can ask no one but you. He responded, say, I believe in Allah, and then be steadfast. So for us, the first thing we can and should agree upon is that we believe in Allah. Highly glorified is he. Then from that, we should be unwavering. Steadfast, in the English definition of steadfast, it's a synonym of faithful. And for us in the Quranic Arabic, it is kamah, kamah. That word is kamah, to be upright, to stand up. It means to be firm. You know the saying that you have to stand up for something. For us as believers, We have to stand up for what we believe in. If you just look around on the TV, internet, social media, wherever, who stands up for what we believe in? If we say we believe in Allah, then we have to stand up for that. This is what righteous deeds are. Wa'amilu salihati. And do righteous deeds. So salihati, it means righteous. It means pure. If our belief in Allah is pure, that is the first step. And a lot of what I was working on with the establishment of the Salat Kutbah series was to see ways we can purify our belief in Allah. So we can see that our lives and our works are all forms of worship. This means that our deeds are worship. But when it comes to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot half step. That is unacceptable for a believer to do anything that does not give Allah the praise that Allah deserves. This is what the form four belief is, because it is a faith. It is a complete trust in Allah. It is a secure feeling. This means that I do not get pushed off my spot by something. I'm firm in my belief. In the community, as a term, you got to stand up on it. It's a conviction. It's a conviction. It is to be so secure that we find it inside of us, a place of security. And I'm sure we all been in situations where we've been the only Muslim there. And we can be among some who are not aware or conscious of the fact that someone here just not might be of the same faith or the way of life that they have. And it is the belief that we have that can get us through something like that. And it can also be the secure place we need to allow us to sometimes have to take some shots. Because we know that, and I can bear witness to being places sometimes that want to see if they can make me uncomfortable. And it could be your own family. They want to see how uncomfortable you can be. Well, how much of a Muslim is he? But it is that iman, that faith, that we get so secure in that we now can realize is, oh, that the problem is they're not so secure in their faith if they're threatened by mine. It's a place we have to get to and we have to stand up on, because this is also a trust. This is also a trust. We have to be so firm in belief that we trust it enough to stand up for it. You know, in some of the commentary, and actually it was Maududi, radiallahu anhu, he states that when the ayah says, "Inna alladhina amalu," surely those who believe, he states in his commentary that we believe in the truths revealed in the book. If we state that we believe in Allah, then we understand it means we believe in the book, the kitab. And it also means that we believe in all the revelations that God has revealed. We believe in all of the prophets, alayhi to the prophets, that Allah has sent. We believe in these just as strong, because Allah states that we make no distinction between them. Also, Allah says to us in the Quran, "O you who have believed, believe in Allah, his messenger, the book that he has sent down upon his messenger, and the scripture which was sent down before." And this is the part that I wanted out of this ayah. "And whoever disbelieves in Allah, his angels, his books, his messenger, and the last day has certainly gone far astray." Who have believed and who disbelieves? For those who believe in it all and those who disbelieve have gone far astray. The opposite of guided is astray. Allah says in the ayah for this khutbah, had that. Yahdihim Rabbuhum Bil Imanihim. And he will guide them. Yahrab will guide them because of their faith. Because of their faith. Yahdihim. And I got a friend, you know, when we look at that statement right there, their sustainer guides them aright by means of their faith. My friend always says, that's a lot to unpack. Let's unpack that. Yahdihim guides them. And I mentioned last week that my favorite attribute for presentations is El Hadi, the guide. Allah guides us based on our faith. Even when we were at a point of not even knowing who Allah was. Now, speaking for myself, you know, I was veiled. I didn't know anything about Muslims, the Quran, Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, other than Muhammad Ali. But I had a belief in a higher power, God. I understood that. And that our lives were meant more than just to be here to pass away. Even though I couldn't put I had no connection yet. And as I close this first part, it was strong in me, and I've mentioned this before, not trying in any way to make this about me, because this khutbah is all about Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for me to see how Allah does what Allah does, I have to see that even in that part of me that knew it was something controlling everything, I had faith in that. I was guided by that. But I couldn't have been guided had I been acting a fool more than I probably was. Or was doing wrong things knowingly in defiance of God. But the faith that had to be there for God to guide anyone needed to be strong enough to be able to see what was being revealed to us. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fi rakati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. I got to go give us good in his life and give us good in the hereafter and protect us from the torment of the fire. Amen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Faith and deeds matter. Allah, highly glorified is He. He knew before we even knew. The faith was inside of us. When the opportunity came, the spark hit us. Yes, we should all believe stronger than we believed the day we declared publicly our faith and our new way of life. We should also believe stronger than the day we declared our belief in private to ourselves. But we can then look at that and see that obviously we must have had enough faith for Allah to want to guide us to more and bring us closer to this way of life. Now, as that faith increases, how we act changes. Not that we become bad people, no. It should mean that we become better people. See, with the faith being increased, then naturally our works should increase. You cannot have faith alone, no. You have to have faith and you have to have works, deeds. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, faith and good action are partners. One is considered incomplete without the other. Do you want to know what makes us a believer? When the faith and the deeds are partners. We must go from one step to two steps. And Allah warns us in the Quran. The Bedouins say, we have believed, say you have not believed, but say we have submitted. For faith has not yet entered into your hearts. And if you obey Allah and His Messenger, we will not deprive you from your deeds of anything. There's a level to the faith that brings us to the level that Allah speaks to. When we first begin to accept this way of life, it is not the same faith that we should have today. But we had enough faith to submit ourselves to this. And when Allah says that our deeds will not be lessened while the faith is entering into our hearts, now I brought up that the iman that we're looking at in the amina is the root, but the iman that we're looking at in this ayah, the faith in this ayah is formed for the first cause of that faith was for us to submit. But that faith needs to be working hand in hand with the works. And that is how it is increased. I remember when I was, you know, new to the community, I'm sure everybody can do this. I used to try to do everything. Once I finally got in, because, you know, I straddled a little bit. And then it was something that Allah did, said, hey, okay, well, you're going to get off this fence. You're going to come on in knee deep. But once I came in, then it was like I wanted to do everything. And that's how most do. But over time, because when the works start to decrease, the faith doesn't increase, and some people just kind of fall off. Those that I came in with, that we were all, you know, young brothers that came in together, I mean, there's only maybe one that I can say I can count on right now that's still in the community. This is what Allah is warning us about. But when it doesn't fall off, when we begin to see that for our faith to grow, we must continue to work at the faith and work at this way of life, which is the life of service as a servant to Allah, then we get to a place in our faith that Allah will guide us even more. If our faith is on one, then guidance is on one. If we move our faith up to 25, then our guidance is on 25. This is why the deeds we do are not to just be deeds anyone can do. No. They have to be salihati. Pure deeds. What could be a better deed than the deed that is to please Allah? This word means also to be right, good, upright. And it's also where we get the name of Prophet Salih, alayhi salam, who was sent to the Thamud. And we know that this prophet came to them to change what? Change their behaviors. And we know that it was their actions that caused them to be destroyed. They went against what God wanted. They let their actions lead them into destruction. Their actions were not pure. Our actions that are pure lead to our faith increasing. They go hand in hand. They are partners. We are incomplete. We are incomplete if they're not working together. Imam Muhammad Ar-Rahimani, when he said that faith keeps the burden of shaitan off your back. The shaitan does not want us to see the connection between our faith and our works. It is the shaitan that will have us feeling, well, like, you know, I believe. I don't need to do anything. Or that, well, I've done enough. This is why we get the history of the other prophets, alayhi salam, for us to see how the actions of those have caused their demise. And I haven't used one of these in a while. There's a fable called The Birds, the Wasps, and the Hornet. So there was a stockpile of honey found in a hollow tree. So the wasp said, it belongs to us. The bees were just as sure that the treasures was theirs. So as they began to argue, and they looked at the affair wasn't going to be settled without a battle. And at last, when the Sims kind of caught over them, they agreed to let a judge decide the matter. So they brought the case before a hornet, who was the justice of the peace. And when the judge heard the case, he heard witnesses that declared that they saw certain winged creatures in the neighborhood of the tree who hummed loudly and bodies were striped, yellow and black, like bees. The counsel for the wives immediately said that description fits my clients exactly. Such evidence did not help the judge Hornet for any decision, so he put the case off for about 6 weeks. And when they came back, now the bees and the wasps, they had all type of witnesses. So an ant took the stand and was about to be cross-examined, and a wise old bee said to the court, Your Honor, The case has now been pending for six weeks, and if it's not decided soon, the honey won't be good for anybody. And I move that the bees and the wasps both be instructed to build a honeycomb. Then we shall see who the honey really belongs to. So the wasps protested real loud, and the wise Judge Hornet quickly understood why they did so. They knew they couldn't build a honeycomb and fill it with honey. It was clear, said the judge, who made the comb and who could not have made it, and the honey belongs to the bees. So the moral of this is, ability proves itself by deeds. Ability proves itself by deeds. So let me put my spin on it. The moral is, faith proves itself by deeds. How do we say we believe if we're not doing anything that show that we believe? How do we really believe? Our deeds are to be fueled by that stand-up, strong faith that we have. The more faith we have, the more we do. The more we do, the more faith we have, and all of this will be given more guidance by Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in something like reading the Quran, if we say we believe in it, but not doing anything with it, how can we get the guidance from it? Allah has said to the believers that the guidance comes because of your faith. The wasp in the fable said they believe, but faith had not entered into their hearts because they could not do the deeds to make another honeycomb. See, I'm not judging. You know, that's not the idea, nor should anyone else judge. Only Allah could judge. Allah is telling us that if you have believed, then you must also be doing pure words because they go hand in hand. You are doing righteous works. This word that the root that comes from Salaha and Saluha, it means to reform. And I go back to who will stand up for us. You know, I'm all for working with others to reform the wrongs of the world. But I can only do that standing up for us while I'm working. I'm not going to allow, and I'm giving this as an ordainment, as a command from Allah, I'm not going to allow others to be the disposer of our affairs if they do not have our best interests. So this means that the deeds have to be pure. They have to be right. Our work is not to dominate someone, overpower them. No, we want mutual benefits. That's what the guidance of Allah does. It is a benefit. This haddah. It is with kindness that Allah shows us the right path. This type of guidance, the Imam said, it is only for those who respect and reverence Allah and follow the path that Allah has established. For those who have taqwa, follow the guidance. Now, let's go back to the bees, wasps, and hornets. There will be those who want to say that they have done the works that get them the benefits. The honey found in the tree was a benefit. And Allah says to us in the ayah that running waters will flow at their feet in the gardens of bliss. For the believer who also is doing the pure deeds, that is the honey treasure. That is the honey treasure. The benefits of the waters flowing beneath your feet in a garden of bliss. Now, do not just look at this as the life after this. No, this is the life we can enjoy right now. We don't have to be in the hell with somebody else. Let them have their hell. You can have your paradise. And in the Quran, Allah says that the believers in paradise will look down at those in hell. Now, that don't mean we won't, you know, look down at them like, you know, we're better than them, but it is what it is. We can see those that are living in that hell. And we can do all we can to try to get them out of it, but Allah is the one to guide. It is the happiness we can do from doing the work that we've been created to do. If our faith is to please Allah, we have to know what it is we believe. And it starts with that. Verily, for those who have attained the faith and do righteous deeds, their sustainer guides them aright by means of their faith. Do you believe that by believing that Allah is the one God deserving of worship and praise, that all my actions should be in line with that belief? That Allah will guide me based on my belief in my works, and the more I believe and the more I do, I will be guided to the way that leads to Allah? See, even in the physical practice of salat, in the movement of on the path, there has to be some movement. You cannot stand in place and think you're going to get somewhere. And as the saying I use all the time, and I got a witness to this, that don't mistake activity for progress. Don't mistake activity for progress. Doing the righteous works is showing we believe is progress. This is what Allah will base how Allah on how Allah guides us, be based on our progress, based on our ability to do the right things. And as I close, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reporting, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written down the good deeds and the evil deeds and explained it by whoever intended to perform a good deed and didn't do it, you still get credit for a good deed. And if you perform it, then you'll get more credit, 10 deeds up to 700 times many more. And if you intended to perform an evil deed and did not do it, then Allah writes it down as a good deed. But if you intend to do a bad deed and you do it, then you only get written down as one evil deed. I'm not saying only one evil deed. Don't get it wrong with just one bad deed. Don't worry about it. I'm just repeating. Our faith will help us stay away from the bad deeds because we only want to do good for the guidance of Allah that comes with the pure deeds. And if we do make a mistake, we human. The mercy that Allah does not hold it against us for more than what it equals. But when we do a good deed, we get multiple benefits. When we get to the point that we have faith secured, then we will have the happiness that Allah will give us. We will have the happiness that Allah will give us. We can't look for anybody else to make us happy. We're not trying to let Allah make us happy. And my 30 minutes is up. This is why I believe that faith and deeds matter. Inshallah, I have given something to benefit today, which all praise is due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana talk about minnaka as-sami'ulin. Our sustainer, accept this thou from us. Verily, thou alone art all hearing, all knowing. Ameen. I don't have any announcements. I don't think he's coming to select. Inshallah.